I turned my head to the left, then to the right. Seeing no other carcasses in the immediate area, no one but me and Slim, I began to wonder if perhaps... Oh, was he speaking to me? He bent at the waist and brought his face almost to the end of my nose. I whapped my tail and gave him my most sincere look of sincerity. Pooch, are you trying to help? Oh, sure, be glad to. You bet. Anything at all. You'd help me a whole bunch if you'd move out of the middle of this alley so's I can drive them steers down to pen 31. Sure, no problem. I not only moved out of the alley, but when the cattle went past, I darted my head between two boards in the fence and barked at them. Pretty impressive, huh? I thought it was, especially when you consider that this was my first day on the job. I hoped that he would notice. Well, the minutes passed and stretched into hours. I watched and observed every detail of the unloading and pinning procedures and committed it all to memory. Sitting there in the warm sunlight, I was learning the cattle business from top to Mergle Skiver Brookhaver, from bop to snark amidst the warm, honking turnip greens of the left. Perhaps I dozed. Who wouldn't have dozed in the warm sunshine? But the important thing is that when I heard the thunder of hooves on the ground nearby, I came ripping out of sleep and leaped to my feet, and suddenly I saw two of everything, doubles. Perhaps my eyes were crossed, but that was no big deal to me. I gave my head a shake, walked around in a circle, and within seconds I had regained my gaze of purest steel. And what I saw with my gaze of purest steel was one, an angry horned cow dashing through the alley, and two, Slim in the process of jumping over the fence, one step ahead of the cow. The farmer who had brought the cow stuck his head over the top of the fence. He was grinning.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Slimbo. Watch that cow. She'll try to get in your pocket.
Slim straightened his hat.
Thanks, Levi. I think I know why you decided to sell her.
That's right. Good riddance, I say, and good luck. See you around.
The farmer left. Slim waved goodbye and turned back to the cow. She had her head up, her ears up, her horns up, and she was watching him with an evil eye.